This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
You know those photos that just grab you?
Yeah.
And you wonder, what is it?
Yeah.
So often, it's the light, right?
Absolutely. The way it hits a subject creates a feeling.
Yeah, exactly. Right? How it kind of sculpts things or sets a mood. Well, today on The Deep Dive, we're really getting into that. We're looking at a great piece from C1M Photography called On Light.
Our aim here is pretty straightforward. Just take some of the mystery out of lighting in photography. It doesn't matter if you're just starting out or, you know, trying to be more deliberate with your pictures.
Right.
Understanding these basic ideas gives you the power to, well, shape the emotion in your photos, not just record what's in front of you.
Totally. And this article, it breaks light down really nicely into 4 main things: quantity, quality, direction, and color. Mm-hmm. We'll touch on all of them, but we're going to spend a good bit of time on quality and direction. That feels like where the artistic choices really come in.
Yeah, that's where the magic often happens.
Okay, so let's start simple. Quantity of light.
Right. Quantity is, well, basically just how much light you have to work with in a scene. Simple as that.
Okay.
And the article correctly notes that your camera settings, shutter speed, aperture, your ISO, those are your tools for managing it. You're telling the camera how much of that light to let in.
Gotcha. So getting the exposure right is step one, obviously. But the article seems to argue pretty strongly that the quality of light, that's where the mood really comes from. So what do they mean by quality?
Quality, yeah. It boils down to whether the light is soft or hard. The article gives a pretty useful way to think about it. If the light source is small compared to your subject, you get hard light.
Okay.
But if the light source is relatively large compared to your subject, then you get soft light.
Hard versus soft. Can you give us a visual? Like, what does that actually look like in a photo?
Sure. Hard light gives you a strong contrast. Think sharp, really defined shadows, like direct sun, middle of the day, clear sky, that kind of look.
Right. Harsh shadows.
Exactly. Soft light, on the other hand, is more diffused. The shadows are much gentler, less distinct. The light wraps around things more evenly. Think about the light on an overcast day. That's soft light.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And the article actually says quality is the most important thing for a photo to really work.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty bold claim. Why such emphasis there?
Well, I think what they're getting at is the direct link between that quality, soft or hard, and the feeling it gives off.
Mm-hmm.
Soft light, it tends to feel more flattering, calmer, maybe more intimate. So you see it used a lot for portraits or peaceful landscapes, that sort of thing.
All right.
Hard light, with that high contrast, it brings drama, energy, maybe even a bit of grit or rawness. So it can be fantastic for, say, street photography.
Ah, I can see that.
Yeah, that sharp contrast can make a subject really pop, maybe isolate them against a dark background. Really draws your eye.
That totally clicks when you picture it.
Yep.
A soft portrait feels worlds apart from a gritty street shot with deep shadows. The article uses the sunny day versus cloudy day example, too.
It's the classic comparison, isn't it? Bright sun, no clouds, that's your hard light source, giving those distinct shadows. But when it's overcast, the clouds act like this giant softbox in the sky.
A natural diffuser.
Exactly. Spreads the light out, softens everything. They also mention the golden hour, which photographers love.
Ah, yes, the golden hour. Everyone's chasing that light. What makes it special in terms of quality?
Well, linking back to what we just discussed during golden hour, the sun's low, right? So its light travels through more atmosphere.
Okay.
That scattering effect softens the light naturally. Plus, it often has that lovely warm color and you get those long, soft shadows. It's just really beautiful light to work with.
It really is. Now, okay, what if you're stuck shooting midday, bright sun blazing? The article has a really practical tip: fine shade.
Yes, and that's such a key piece of advice. When you put your subject in the shade, say under a tree or in the shadow of a building, they're no longer getting hit by that small, intense point of sunlight.
Right.
The light hitting them is now bouncing off the surroundings, coming from the larger area of open sky not blocked by the sun. Effectively, the shade itself, or the sky visible from the shade, becomes a much larger, softer light source relative to them.
Ah, okay. So it instantly softens the light on them.
Dramatically. It can save a portrait session on a sunny day.
But then, interestingly, the article kind of flips it and talks about street photographers maybe wanting that hard light, especially it mentions after rain. What's going on there?
Yeah, that's a different application. In street photography, sometimes that drama is exactly what you want. Those stark shadows, the bright highlights from hard light, they can create really compelling compositions.
I see.
And the rain thing, wet surfaces like streets and sidewalks become reflective. So you get these amazing reflections maybe of city lights, and the hard light makes those contrasts even stronger. It emphasizes the textures and the whole urban vibe.
Okay, cool. So we've got quantity sorted, and we've really dug into quality, which seems super important. Let's talk direction now. Seems simple where the light's coming from, but I guess there's more to it.
Oh, absolutely. Direction is just, you know, where is the light source relative to your subject and your camera? But like the article says, just shifting your own position, even slightly, can completely change how that light shapes your subject, especially with faces.
Right. The article mentions something called ghoul lighting to avoid in portraits.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds unpleasant. What is that?
Huh. Yeah, it's definitely not the look most people want. Ghoul lighting is when the main light comes from below the subject.
Yeah, okay. Like telling scary stories with a flashlight under your chin.
Exactly that. It casts these really unnatural shadows upwards. The article gives a good clue. If the bottom of the nose is brighter than the top, you've probably got ghoul lighting. It just looks kind of weird and unsettling for a standard portrait.
Good tip. Definitely avoiding that for the family photos. It also brings up front lighting. Is that another one to steer clear of?
Well, front lighting is when the light's coming from basically the same direction as the camera. It can sometimes make things look a bit flat, reducing shadows and maybe minimizing texture or depth.
So something's bad.
Not necessarily bad. The article rightly points out it depends. Sometimes you might want that even look, maybe for emphasizing patterns or specific details where shadows would be distracting. So unlike ghoul lighting, it's not an automatic don't, just something to be aware of and use intentionally.
But it makes sense. Context matters.
Yeah.
Right, last one, color of light.
Yeah, the color temperature. Basically, different light sources have different colors. The article mentions sunlight being kind of yellowish. Old style light bulbs are more orange. Fluorescent lights can be greenish.
And our eyes adjust, but the camera sees it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so how do we fix that?
That's what your camera's white balance setting is for. You essentially tell the camera, hey, the light source is this color, whether it's daylight, cloudy, tungsten fluorescent.
Oh.
And the camera then adjusts to make the colors look natural in the photo. Get it wrong, and everything might look too blue or too yellow or green.
Okay, so let's pull this all together. We've got quantity handled by exposure settings like shutter speed, aperture, ISO.
Right.
We've got color handled by white balance,
mm-hmm.
which leaves quality soft versus hard and direction.
Mm-hmm.
And the article really hammers home that these last two are our main artistic levers, right?
Precisely.
Yeah.
Getting the exposure right, getting the white balance right, that's like the technical foundation. It's essential. But the feel, the mood, how you guide the viewer's eye, how you sculpt the subject, that really comes down to manipulating the quality and the direction of the light.
Yeah.
Think about it. The same person, the same object can look completely different under soft wraparound light versus hard side lighting with deep shadows. What does that difference feel like to you when you see it?
For me, it feels like control, like intention.
Yeah.
Knowing this stuff lets you choose the feeling, not just, you know, take whatever light is there.
Exactly.
So for everyone listening, the big thing is start noticing light more actively. Don't just see bright or dark.
Yeah.
Ask yourself, is it soft? Is it hard? Where is it coming from? How does that affect what I'm looking at?
Yeah, become a light observer first. And then the next question is, how can you use that? How can you use direction to create leading lines with shadows? How can you use soft light for a flattering portrait? Or maybe hard light for something more dramatic?
Totally. Okay, so quick recap. Four properties: quantity, quality, direction, color. Exposure and white balance handle the technical bits of quantity and color.
Right.
Quality and direction are where you really inject your artistic vision.
And hopefully this whole deep dive makes you want to get out there and just play with light more. Pay attention to it. See what happens if you move or if you wait for the light to change.
Yeah. Even small shifts can make a huge difference. So maybe a final thought to leave you with. How could deliberately messing with light, maybe just finding shade or moving around your subject, how could that unlock completely new ways for you to see and shoot? Think about your favorite photos, maybe ones you've taken or ones you admire. Can you start to see how they used light quality and direction?
And if you do want to go deeper, especially with lighting people for portraits, the C1M Photography article mentions they have courses, Photography 1, 2, and 3, and workshops that cover this stuff in detail.
Good point.
You can reach them at 603-673-8200. Their studio is 13 Columbia Drive, number 3 in Amherst, New Hampshire.
And you can probably find more info on their website, too. Look for things like terms, privacy policy, online enrollment. They might also have a blog or even weather updates relevant to shooting.
So yeah, get out there, really look at the light, play around with it, and start shaping how your photos feel.
Fantastic. Until our next deep dive, happy shooting.